Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com.
Let's do it. Sports Talk Mississippi, here with you live on SEC Media Days. We're here in Tampa on Radio Row, joined now by, I don't know if a lot of people know this. I don't know if you know this. In terms of catches, the leading returning receiver in the Southeastern Conference, Anthony Evans. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that for sure. Yeah, that's something I got to know.
Well, you're a receiver. Receivers know their stats.
Yeah, for sure.
For
sure.
Up
every other week.
So, a year ago, Brennan Thompson sat down with me. Mm-hmm. And, quite frankly, I didn't know a lot about him. I didn't know a lot about you.
Yep.
I remember asking Coach Lebby, like, you brought in these guys, and there's not a lot of proven production. And he just had this smile on his face, like, no, we're good. We're good in the receiver room. And he was, obviously. Yep. You had a huge season last year. What can you do for the encore?
I'd probably say, you know, focusing on the little details, you know, trying to, you know, stick to the same thing, you know, not really change much, but just, you know, getting depth on routes, you know, keeping the main thing, you know, right here, like I've told Brennan, you know, and Levy as well, you know, I'm chasing the record, the single season record. So, you know, obviously Brennan has that there at Mississippi State. So, you know, but that's something I'm chasing.
When you think about the guys that you're playing with, it, kind of a different kind of group. You got two guys on one side that look like they're going to be new faces, and Marquise and Zion. Mm-hmm. The other side, Aiden Williams and San Francisco, they've been there before. Is that group, do you feel like you have continuity throughout the group there? Do you feel like that's a group that all three of you can find your way into big numbers this year?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's even names you didn't name, like Grayson Harris. You know, there's going to be a lot of good production out of the whole room, you know. I feel like everybody going to get theirs. You know, Kamario going to make sure that happens. You know, he going to get his. You know, Fluff going to get this. So, I mean, it's going to be a lot of good production. You know, if everybody has production, we're going to win some games. So, you know, that's the goal.
Tell me about a little bit more about San Francisco, because he's a player I'm intrigued by. You know, this day and age college football, you hit the transfer portal. You came to Mississippi State. This is his third year at Mississippi State, never transferred, waited his time. It feels like his time is now. Can he be a guy who has a big jump this year?
Yeah, nah, for sure. Like, I talk to Frisco all the time. You know, he just got to get more confidence, you know, gain more confidence. And I feel like that's going to come with fall camp. You know, him experience, you know, playing in games. You know, he hasn't really played in much games. But, you know, I mean, that just comes with, you know, being confident, you know.
New coach. Philip Montgomery is the new wide receivers coach at Mississippi State, a veteran guy who's been around a long, long time. What was your first meeting with him like?
My first meeting with him, I mean, I feel like I think we came here or came back after the bowl game. I think he had came here. So, you know, our first meeting was, you know, I sat down and told him my goals. I said, if, you know, this is something I'm chasing, you know, I need you to help me get there, you know, and I feel like you're going to be a big part. And he said, "You said, yes, sir, I got you." So, you know, him pushing me every day, you know, that's somebody I can lean on. You know, I'm with 24/7 in the building. So having him by my corner is huge.
Does it feel different in the offensive rooms with all of the new coaches in there? You got a lot of, you know, I thought Coach Lebby's first staff, he had a lot of young guys in there. Yep. This is a more experienced group. How different are the meetings and the practices with these guys?
I think they're more intense. You know, I feel like, you know, we got like, what, five different previous head coaches in the staff as well. So, you know, those guys got a lot of knowledge, you know, and them being able to put that on us, you know, it's going to help us, like I said, win games.
Is your favorite part about lining up in the slot that you don't have to worry about Kelly Jones?
Nah.
What would that matchup go like?
I want Kelly Jones. You know, I feel like it's going to go like how it's been going, you know, me giving them the work. So,
I love that. But that's the thing, though. And like, I've been doing this a long time. I've talked to a lot of wide receivers. I have yet to meet one that wasn't 100% confident in his ability to beat anybody at any time. Is that something – what is it about wide receivers?
You know, I feel like, you know, it's just, you know, the ball is up in the air. We're going to grab it. You know, that's what we've been doing all our life. So,
what is it about Coach Lebby's offense that features wide receivers? Because you had 67 catches. Mm-hmm. You know, a year before that you had a guy with 70 catches. Every year he's coached, somebody has grabbed 65, 70, 80 passes. Yep. You're saying you want to get closer to that 80 passes this year.
Yep.
What is it about this offense that allows the wide receivers to succeed like this?
I think it's, you know, going out there playing free, you know, free, fast, and freaky. That's the three F's we talk about, free, fast, and freaky. So, you know, being able to go out there and do that, you know, find space, get open, and, you know, just catch the ball. That's the hardest part, is catching the ball. You know, I feel like as a receiver in this league, getting open is the easy part. So, you know, in this offense especially, you know, just finding space, catch the ball and get open, and then, you know, score touchdowns. That's it.
And then, you know, there's getting open, and then there's catching the ball. But I think you relish the physicality of it sometimes. I remember the play against Arkansas, the touchdown. You had to break a tackle. You know, you're going to get caught short of the line there. You break a tackle and score. Do you enjoy being a physical wide receiver?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, me being, some may say, you know, a smaller receiver at 5'11", you know, 190. But, like, you know, people wouldn't expect that out of me, you know. Like, you know, everybody knows I'm a speedster guy, but, you know, I will come down and, you know, bring that hat down to you, especially because I know you're not expecting it.
Right, right.
Yep.
What's it been like with Kamario? What are you expecting from him this year?
You know, I'm expecting, you know, him to be electric, you know, feet, and, you know, him throwing the football as well. You know, I've been seeing it in practice. You know, him growing confidence is huge, and I feel like, you know, he's been doing that. You know, fall camp is going to get us that much closer to, you know, seeing what he can do in the game.
How much does it help you as a receiver when you have a quarterback who can extend the play? Because that's I feel like you can only cover for so long,
exactly,
right, if you're a defensive back. So if I've got a quarterback who can get outside the pocket, let you get downfield, it feels like there should be some big play opportunities.
Yeah, big plays. You know, I feel like, you know, teams are going to load the box, you know, try to take away his feet, you know, try to make it harder for him. You know, but, you know, like you said, you can only cover for so long, you know, especially with our speed. You know, we're going to get behind you, whether you like it or not. But, you know, with him being able to extend plays, you know, us, you know, finding him and trying to help him out, you know, coming downfield to catch the football, that's going to be crazy.
Talking to you and talking to Coach Lebby, he says, you know, consistency is just a word that he uses over and over again. I had somebody tell me the other day, one of the guys, Damian Harris, who used to play for Alabama, play for the Patriots, said, make the routine plays routinely. Is that something that he preaches a lot?
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing it every day, I mean, at that point, it should be like second nature. Like, that should be who you are. You know, making plays, it should be who you are at this point, you know. So, I like that, what Damian said. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like people who don't play football, not that I played at a high level or anything like that, for sure, but they don't realize that how important repetition is.
Yep.
You know, it's just like anything else in this life. If you do something every day, it becomes almost like muscle memory. What's something that you do every day that when you're talking about football, that at this point you could do it with your eyes closed?
I'd probably say catch footballs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I feel like I do it every day.
If I throw a football at you and you catch it with your eyes closed, I'll be pretty impressed.
With my eyes closed, you know, I might flinch a little bit, but I'm going to catch it. So, you know, I feel like that's something I work on all the time. You know, I mean, like, this is what makes me, you know, who I am. You know, this is who I am today, but, you know, but this is something that's going to take me a long way.
Yeah. Who are receivers that you model your game after? I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me if it's right.
I got you.
Steve Smith.
No.
No, really?
No.
I mean, smaller guy, physical?
I mean, it's close.
Okay.
I like him, but.
Who are the receivers that Anthony Evans admires?
Who I admire?
Either way.
Who I admire? You know, a lot of people might not like this answer, but I love Stephon Diggs' game.
Mm-hmm.
I love Diggs' game. I love Tyreek Hill. You know, the way he's able to get in and out of breaks.
You know,
the way he's able to move. I love his game. You know, just people like that who are just very quick, you know, very fast, you know, able to stretch the defense and get behind them, you know, score from far.
Yeah.
Something I always say.
I hate Stephon Diggs because I'm a Saints fan, and the Minnesota game, it hurt for
me. Diggs, sideline.
I didn't speak for 30 minutes after that play happened.
Yeah.
What about, you know, those are guys that maybe physically a little more your stature. Is there a bigger receiver you're like, I like watching that guy play?
I'm really a fan of, like, you know, going back and watching Julio. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's somebody you got to watch.
Yeah.
Like, as a football fan, a receiver, even as a football fan,
yeah,
forget the receiver. You got to watch Julio's highlights.
I think if you want to use the term catch radius, he had a big one.
Crazy.
If the ball was in his vicinity, he was going to catch that. We talked a little bit about individual goals. Let's talk about team goals. What do you want from Mississippi State this season?
I feel like, you know, a lot of people are putting the ceiling on us, and if you can see the ceiling, then it isn't high enough. So, you know, I feel like, you know, us, you know, developing as a group, you know, coming closer as a team, you know, I feel like that's going to take us where we need to go. You know, God's plan, you know, he's going to handle everything. So, you know, going in and fall camp, you know, we're just focused on us, you know, making the best out of it.
Are you ready to be a leader this year?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm already stepping in that role. So,
what do you do?
Embrace it. You know, I got my younger guys, you know, in the room, you know, who haven't experienced, you know, the type of games I've experienced, you know, with me being in college 4 years, you know, just bringing them along with me, you know, creating that brotherhood, you know, watching film, you know, taking them through the little things that I've been through. So that's going to be huge for us.
Do you see the those guys taking the same steps as you? Do you feel like you're, do you have to, I guess the question would be, do you have to bring those guys with you, or do they willingly follow?
they've starting to willingly follow. You know, they see that it works. So, mm-hmm. you know, us, you know, moving as a group is always better than one going by itself.
All right. We asked Coach Lebby this question. I'm going to ask you, who's the best high school football player you ever played against?
I've ever played against?
Thought.
You know, I'm from
– You're from Texas.
6'8".
So you got a lot of options.
I've got a lot of options. You know, I don't know. It's not a specific player.
Mm-hmm. We got a team?
I'd probably say DeSoto.
Okay.
DeSoto was a very good team. You know, they got a lot of guys on there. You know, I feel like, you know, Jonte Cook, you know, he's
over at Ole Miss.
Over at Ole Miss. You know, they had a lot of guys. So, you know, DeSoto is a school that's always going to be good. You know, out there in that Dallas area, they get a lot of talent. So, that's the team right there.
All right. Is the goal – what's the number? Is it 80? Is it 90? What's the catch number this year?
Probably – as many as I can get. So, God, the ball's in the air. I'm trying to go get it.
Do you tell Kamario in the huddle, like, I'm open?
I'm open, bro. I know you see me. Just throw it. Like, if you trust me, just throw it. I'll make the play.
I like that. Anthony Evans, man, what a pleasure. Great to talk to you. Good luck this season. Mississippi State wide receiver Anthony Evans here on Sports Talk Mississippi. We'll be back live from Tampa at SEC Media Days. Our coverage is presented to you by Trustmark Bank. Back with you in just a minute.
Yes, sir.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.